Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, remember last week when I extolled the virtues of seeing theater here in Los Angeles, and there is plenty to see? Well, I confess I gave up on two this past week when I discovered the traffic was so bad it would take hours to get there each way. I remember years ago asking a friend of mine, Michael, he was actually a director, why he'd moved from LA to New York. He said we were on the freeway to go downtown to the Music Center. By the time we finally arrived, they wouldn't let us in until intermission. At that moment, we said, we are out of here. And they were. Now, I will not go that far. But suffice to say that the shows I did experience this past week were much closer to my West Coast abode, so to speak. One in Venice, one in Santa Monica. But what I admire most about both the Pacific Resident Theater, or PRT as it's called, in Venice, and the Ruskin Center, not far from that, is how they are so supported by the community of fans they have built over the decades. So, this week at PRT, I saw Out With a Bang, written by Tony Pasqualini, who also stars alongside Sarah Brooke and Robert Lesser. They're all excellent. These are not youngsters, let me point out, and they have a great deal of dialogue. The show is a comedy dealing with a man helping his ex-wife eliminate the latest man in her life over odd issues, which I won't elaborate. But the two-hour piece keeps its devoted audience guessing and laughing throughout. And then there is The Ruskin, which I've discussed before. This is an arts center inside the Santa Monica Airport. The latest there is Grangeville by Samuel Hunter. Now, I saw this one in New York, and I was not particularly moved, I recall. But as the local paper of note in L.A. wrote, this hypnotically absorbing drama is acted with enormous skill. And that is true. The two actors here, Jeff LeBeau and Tim Cummings, are excellent as estranged brothers who now only communicate from a distance. Interestingly, and frankly somewhat oddly, the actors occasionally switch roles or quickly take on other characters, I think. Frankly, it gets confusing at times. But anyone with sibling issues, and who of us does not, will find something in Grangeville to relate to. And it leaves us with the question, how does one integrate a past that took everything to escape? Now, on to Broadway and off-Broadway news. Ragtime has extended once again, at least through the summer, I believe. All those Tonys couldn't have hurt. And starting June 18th, as in this week, Kathy Griffin is joining the rotating cast of Celebrity Autobiography at the Schubert Theater. A comedy favorite since its off-Broadway debut in 2008, that one features performers reciting bizarre but true excerpts from memoirs of the mostly rich and famous. I think the audience really appreciates that we're reading these books verbatim, says Kathy Griffin, who previously did the show here in Los Angeles. They get good laughs and something totally different. It's a fun night out. So whose story will she be reading? Well, that of a woman named Barbara, B-A-R-B-R-A, yeah? I doubt she'll be reading all 1,000 pages of Streisand's memoir. Once again, that's called Celebrity Autobiography, and it's now at the Schubert. Now, on the flip side, in many ways, is Are You Now or Have You Ever Been at City Center? This historical, or is it, drama is written by Eric Bentley, directed by Anna D. Shapiro. The production gives audiences a look, a reminder, a warning, you choose, at the House Un-American Activities Committee from 1947 to 1956, the height of the Red Scare. At the center of the hearings, of course, is the question to which all witnesses were subjected. Are you now, or have you ever been, a member of the Communist Party? One of the actors in this is Michael McKean, who's a favorite of mine. Actually, J.O. Sanders is also a favorite of mine, and he's in it too. I already have my ticket to this upon my return to the Big Apple next week. Where, by the way, another venue always challenges us, that would be the Irish Arts Center, which now presents North Star, described as a meditative and propulsive 70-minute music and spoken word performance created and directed by Kwame Daniels. North Star is based on Frederick Douglass's visit to Belfast. Who knew? Interwoven with his own words are responses from young people and performers about what home means to them. Sounds intriguing. And P.S., Romeo and Juliet is this summer's free Shakespeare in the Park production. Mediocre reviews so far on that one, though a couple of my favorite women of theater, LaShans and Deirdre O'Connell, are always worth watching. P.S., I hear that the Romeo and Juliet version on the National Theater Live, which you can watch from home, might be the better view at this time. It stars Jesse Buckley, who just won the Oscar, of course, and Josh O'Connor, two of our great young actors. I remain most excited by the fact that Billy Crystal is on his way. His new one-man show, 860, will play Broadway's Imperial Theater. Performances will begin on October 1st. Strictly limited 14-week engagement runs through January 3rd, 2027. Directed by Scott Ellis, 860 details the aftermath of the Palisades fires out here, which took Crystal's home. He reflects on his family and his career, the memories and moments that mattered the most, and how the power of laughter can overcome the most difficult times. 860 is a story about family, friendship, love, luck, and loss. One has to assume his relationship with the great and late Rob Reiner will be discussed. He was the first person that the family called when Reiner was found. Somewhat similarly, and on the theme back to celebrity memoirs for a moment, this news just came out. Rosie O'Donnell will return to the New York stage this summer for an off-Broadway run of her solo show, Common Knowledge. It will play the Darryl Roth Theater July 22nd through August 8th. Common Knowledge finds the 11-time Emmy winner, wow, reflecting on her highly publicized move to Dublin and the cultural shift that came with it, as well as what it was like raising her youngest child amid the turmoil of leaving the United States. Sounds pretty interesting. As for what is closing soon, besides Ragtime, big titles like Giant, Becky Shaw, Chess, Dog Day Afternoon, Stranger Things. Again, a good time to show up at the box office and grab affordable seats. And count your blessings. You don't have to drive 2 hours to get there. Meanwhile, I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.